Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Joseph Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He writes political economics. He's in London. And King Charles III to be coronated within weeks. The date is set. Everybody's Saturday, 6 May. At Westminster Abbey, the ceremony will be spectacular. There were two coronations in the 20th century. We can expect, with health being what it is, that there will be two at most in the 21st century, and this is one of them. And celebrate King Charles III. This is Mother Britain. This is a country that's been through bad times. The U.S. and the U.K. are said to have a special relationship. I'm not pressing that, but I've grown up with Charles. He and I are the same age. And I very much am keen on his coronation because he's designed it. It's said to be pared back, not as spectacular horse and carriage as was his mother's. But here it is. And then we learn that the president of the United States has declined the invitation. Joe, were you surprised? Was the BBC surprised? Did the papers remark on this when it happened?
Well, I think there has been some remark on it. And I mean, certainly the expectation is that it's going to be a spectacular event, regardless of whether or not President Biden shows up. But I would say, from an American perspective, this feels like a big missed opportunity because this was a chance where the president had been invited to participate in what is such an important national moment for one of our most important allies. And so I do kind of question his decision not to attend, even though I think it is certainly the case that presidents have not attended British coronations in the past. Having been invited, I certainly would want to hope that they thought very carefully indeed before they declined.
And the declining, it came and went. In other words, he's not coming, and then people moved on to worrying about the royals. Is that what's happened on the BBC?
I think that it is certainly something that people are not going to allow to overshadow the event, although people will, did notice at the time that this happened that it had happened. So, again, I think that, it's not to suggest that there's any great doubt or worry about the special relationship between the UK and the US at the moment, but it just does feel like a missed opportunity after that invitation was extended for Biden to demonstrate America's commitment.
All right, springtime in London, coming out of the pandemic, dealing with the recession fears, not eased, but possibly missed, and the walk in the parks. I've depended upon you for years. They should be budding, your parks. They're the best. And I know my buds are well advanced. My daffodils are up. Your daffodils should be up. You have a warmish climate sometimes. So can you give us a positive report of the London parks, Joe?
Well, I think after it rained almost for the entire month of March, suddenly we've had a couple of days of sunny weather over here, which always improves everyone's mood. The sign that spring is finally arriving. And again, I mean, I can't emphasize enough how important warmer weather is going to be at this point, precisely because people will be newly anxious about their energy bills again. So I think some warmth and some sunshine definitely improves the mood in more ways than one the longer it persists.
Are they still pushing what special heater? I can never, there's a special heater you're supposed to install in your home. Now that the winter, now the winter has passed, is that still a controversy that's being pressed by the government?
Yes, this was the attempt to get everyone to switch to heat pumps so they wouldn't have boilers that burn natural gas to do the central heating and hot water in their homes. And unfortunately, this controversy is still bubbling along. It's part of that net zero environmental plan that Rishi Sunak's government released last week, but I'm increasingly skeptical that it's going to happen because the appetite for this is just not there and the public doesn't seem to be enthusiastic about it.
And is Mr. Sunak listening? He seems young and engaged in a way that I couldn't be sure Boris Johnson was. Is he listening to the public about this foolishness, about what kind of heat you should have in your homes?
Well, I think the key question is whether he's going to end up listening to backbench members of his own party in parliament who are very resistant to this issue because their constituents are. But again, it's such an interesting story because it shows how sticky the inertia can become once governments start going down the road on some of these environmental policies. Turns out to be very difficult for them to change course, even if the policy itself ends up being pretty unpopular.
Joseph Sternberg, he's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London. And I go to the BBC's definition of coronation, because it's been a while since this. I was alive for the first one, but I didn't watch it on television. A coronation is both the symbolic religious ceremony during which a sovereign is crowned and the physical act of placing a crown on a monarch's head. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.